She's got a huge title, Marketing and Communications Director, but she's the nicest person you can ever meet. Joanna Wise is joining us right now, friend of the program. And Joanna, how you doing today?
I'm good. I think that was the nicest introduction I've ever received.
Thank you. You deserve it. You're the nicest person I know. And we're LinkedIn buddies, so I'm very happy about that.
That's right.
You guys are ramping up work with the partner agencies and the distribution around Southern Colorado. That's a big deal, isn't it?
It is. Summertime is here, and that is a busier time of year for us. A lot of times people will think that the holiday season is the busiest time. And while we are busy during those months, during the summer months, we're also doing a lot more work around counties across Southern Colorado. And the main reason is because kids are out of school. We know that there are tens of thousands of kids who typically during the school year receive access to free meals, whether it be breakfast or lunch while they're in school. But during the summertime, they might not have any type of resource to make up for that. So that is why we step up and ramp up our distributions. And then we also work closely with our partner food pantries to help get more food out to our neighbors who need it.
And you're looking for people to volunteer. This is really a great way to give back to the community, especially if you're just kind of looking to meet people and make a difference in the community, right?
Absolutely. And I always think that during the summertime, it is the perfect time to really get involved, especially if you're a family and you have kids who are out of school and you're looking to do something to give back. This is the perfect opportunity. And we're always looking for volunteers as well, especially right now. We have so many different opportunities that people can choose from. If you want to come into our distribution center during the day, we have so many shifts where you can come in, help sort through all of the food donations that come in, take a close look at it, kind of like doing a quality check and then helping us pack it into separate food boxes. We also have evening shifts that had started back up. So we were on a little bit of a hiatus, and we have brought those evening shifts back during the summertime. So we're really excited about that. And that provides even more of an opportunity for corporations, organizations, and families to be able to come in.
Let's talk about giving, because we did a story about, I think last week or a week before, that the need is bigger than ever to donate food as well as monetary donations, right?
Yeah, the need still feels incredibly increased because of everything that is going on with the increased cost of groceries, the increased cost of gas. We are really seeing the challenges that are coming with inflation. So what we are seeing when you or I go to the grocery store, that's the same thing that food banks across the country are experiencing as well. So we purchase a lot of food on our own in bulk, in semi-truckloads, and as we purchase that food, what we're seeing is it's costing a lot more this year than it was compared to last year. So an example I always like to use is a truckload of peanut butter, because it is a staple here at our distribution center. It's an item that our partner food pantries are always wanting. Last year, when we purchased a truckload of peanut butter, it cost around $38,000 for us. Our last truckload that we ordered just this year was around $51,000. So that goes to show the significant increase that we're seeing overall in the cost of food.
Well, it's always great catching up with you. I saw the picture of you on LinkedIn with your new Care and Share marketing coordinator, Hannah. And she looks like she's having fun too.
Absolutely. We're really excited. Summertime is our time to get out and really share the stories around the work that we're doing in the community together.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Thanks, Joanna. We always love talking to you, and we'll look forward to talking to you next month.